SBS Radio.
Hi, I'm Matt Starr and you're listening to NITV Radio. And welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Monday, the 23rd of August. To 8 p.m. last night, New South Wales recorded 818 new cases of community transmission, up to 771 of which may have been infectious while out in the community. The state also saw three deaths overnight, two men and one woman, all aged in their 80s and all with underlying health conditions. The New South Wales Western Health District recorded 24 new cases, 14 in Dubbo, 6 in Gadooga, 1 in Parkes, 1 in Mudgee, 1 in Orange and 1 in Coonamble. This brings the total number of active cases in the district to 283, with Dubbo accounting for 234 of those. The state's Far West Local Health District recorded 3 new cases overnight, 2 in Broken Hill and 1 in Wilcannia. However, Deputy Premier John Barilaro has confirmed 15 cases in Wilcannia after the 8 p.m. reporting cutoff, so you can expect to see an increase in tomorrow's case numbers for the region. Barilaro has also urged the state's residents not to get caught up in the vaccine brand debate, and for those who are eligible to get vaccinated as soon as they can. That's all for the New South Wales updates. Now on to the Victorian update, where there have been 71 new cases overnight, 49 of which are linked to known outbreaks, with 22 unknown sources now under investigation by contact tracers. Of the 49 connected cases, 14 are associated with the Shepparton outbreak, bringing the total number of cases there to 36. This comes after over 5,500 tests were undertaken in the area over the weekend, with more testing resources being set up today. These include testing at the acute respiratory clinic at GV Health and multiple drive-through testing clinics. You can find more information on locations and opening hours for those on the Goulburn Valley Health Facebook page. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr, and for more information and the latest COVID updates, visit our NITV Radio website.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.